With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is threatening to wipe out Iran's civilization tonight if Tehran does not agree to the terms of his latest ceasefire demand.
In his darkest and most violent comments since the start of the Iran war, President Trump warned that a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. He wrote online that he doesn't want that to happen, but it probably will. The president has demanded that Iran reopen the Strait of Hormuz to all shipping traffic, or else the U.S. will strike Iranian power plants and bridges. He said Iran still has time to capitulate ahead of tonight's deadline. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Iran hoping to make use of human shields. They're urging young people to form human chains to protect power plants from the president's threatened attacks. Turkish officials say gunmen attacked a building housing the Israeli consulate in Istanbul.
Gunfire has erupted outside a building housing the Israeli consulate in Istanbul, leaving two assailants dead and a police officer wounded, Turkish Habertürk broadcaster reports. The media says attackers were carrying long barrel weapons. An exchange of fire with police left two assailants killed, while a third assailant was captured. One officer sustained injuries during the clash. The area surrounding the building was quickly sealed off. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
After a record-breaking trek around the moon, the crew of the Artemis II is on a path back toward Earth with a splashdown return set for Friday. During the flyby, the three Americans and one Canadian were treated to never-before-seen views of the moon's far side by eye and a solar eclipse to boot. Michigan has won the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. They pulled it off with a 69-63 win last night over UConn. Elliot Cadeau led the Wolverines with 19 points, including the team's first three-pointer, 7 minutes into the second half at a low-scoring affair. This is SRN News. A Virginia church manages to pay some bills.
Over 400 families facing eviction from public housing in Alexandria have been saved by the Alfred Street Baptist Church. The congregation has paid off $1 million in back rent that was owed to the city. Pastor Howard John Wesley tells the Washington Post, quote, "As the Lord changes our life, the Lord empowers us to change the lives of others." The church has a history of raising a lot of money for community needs, recently paying off local students' college loan debts. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump has embraced the group Moms for Liberty. It made a name for itself at the local level, fighting to win control of school boards as it battled woke indoctrination in the classroom. Now it's helping the administration address challenges from transgender sports bans to artificial intelligence and more. Supporters say the group's trajectory speaks to the power of its parental rights agenda, which has now become a central plank of conservative politics. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Bouncing between gains and losses, Wall Street remains nervous over the Iran situation. President Trump's deadline for Iran to quit the Strait of Hormuz is fast approaching, and that's keeping the financial markets on edge. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon warns a resilient U.S. economy could face renewed inflation pressures if the war in Iran disrupts global energy markets. In his annual shareholder letter, Dimon describes inflation as the potential skunk at the party this year. Samsung will close its namesake texting app. Samsung Messages will be discontinued in July. Activist investor Bill Ackman's Pershing Square Capital Management is offering to buy Taylor Swift's music label, Universal Music Group, in a cash and stock transaction valued at roughly $64 billion. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.